Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
When I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. The Lord would work it out. Got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. Help me shouting with the victory. Victory is ours. Victory is ours. Victory today is ours. I told Satan to get under my feet, because victory today is ours. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for victory today, Lord God. We just come to give you the praise and the glory for victory today, Lord God. You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. Oh, we thank you for victory today. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we come with a humble heart today and stretch out arms and welcome you to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name, the name above all name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over everyone on this line today to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Oh, we come to bless your name today for victory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just bless your wonderful name today. Clothe us in our minds today. We say thank you. The mind to get up to serve you, Lord God, to speak to you one-on-one, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We say, have your way in our lives today. Order our footsteps, lead and direct us in all truth today. Forgive us the sins of omission, commission, and mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, Father. We thank you for your forgiving grace and mercy. We thank you how you sustained and kept us last night as we slept and slumbered, because you sleep nor slumber. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today for your right hand holding us all up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We will continually look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from you. Our joy comes from you. We say thank you. We lift up the visionary of this line today, Father God. We will thank you for the man of God today, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, that all his gifts is continually making room for him. We say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. And as he continues to pour out to your people, pour back into him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters all over the land today, Father God. We just thank you for raining on the just and the unjust today, Father God. And we come to give you the praise and give you the glory this morning, Lord God. We lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. We lift up Mom and Dad Matthews to you today, Father God. Continue to pour your strength in them, Lord God. Continue to heal and deliver and set free, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. You're Dr. Jesus. You're the great physician. And we say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Stop by the nursing homes on today, Lord God. Create miracle signs and wonders in the nursing home on today, Lord God. Stop by the ICU unit in the hospitals on today, Father God. Stop by the emergency rooms today, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We lift up all those babies and children at St. Jude Hospital to you today, Father God. Continue to do a new thing for those babies, Lord God. Let their parents be a testimony how you brought their baby through cancer, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our Shriners Hospital to you today, Father God. Cover and keep those children, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Father God. We say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you come to bring heaven to earth today, Lord God, for your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are shielding our buckler and our witness in the time of need, Lord God. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory for it right now, Father God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father God. Be a fence around them, Lord God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger, Lord God. Keep them from seeing and unseen sickness. In the name of Jesus, you went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases. Go from city to city and heal and deliver and set free. Go down to the nations, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and heal and deliver and set free, Father God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for a breaker anointing on this line today, destroying every guilt, every burden today, Lord God. We come to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Your shoulder is equipped to carry our burdens and our weight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory. We're that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. Your word also says we go through the waters, we will not drown. We'll go through the fires, we will not burn. You're bringing us up with our heads up and our hands up, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. You're the potter and we're your clay. You're continually molding us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over the atmosphere today, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And we say thank you. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car, every mean of transportation today, Father God. Cover it with the blood. Dispatch their angels all around them, Lord God. The truck drivers driving for a living, Father God, cover them right now, Lord God. Cover those 18-wheelers right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we have come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up our neighbors to you today, Father God. Have your way in our neighbors' lives today, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free in our neighbors today in the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver in our neighborhoods, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name today. Because your word says, you be lifted up. You will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning and praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We magnify your name today, Father God. We lift up those that might have to have surgery on today. We ask you to go in the surgical room with them today, Father God. Cover and keep, Lord God. Guide the surgeon's hand, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing today, Father God. We bless you with your name, Lord God. We thank you for rules over our heads today. Hallelujah. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Some don't have it, and we say thank you. We will not take it lightly. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. The homeless don't have what we have. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we ask you to cover the homeless all over the land today, Father God. Near and far, Father God. Keep them, Lord God, in your keeping care, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open for the homeless today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. They need a roof over their head, Father God. They sleeping on park benches, beside expressways, Lord God, bagged buildings. Keep them safe, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, And we just bless your name today. We bless that wonderful name of Jesus because you are amazing. You are beautiful. You are blameless. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough because you've been good to each and every one of us. And we say thank you. You have no respect of person. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You love us all equally. Hallelujah, Jesus. We say thank you. So have your way on this line today. Deliver and set free today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up depression, oppression right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Oh, we bind up stress today. Bring stress to the dry place today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because your word says what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loose your healing power. Your healing power, your delivering power. In this hour, may you be continuously glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just say thank you. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, Father, for keeping your arms around us. Father, let your right hand continue holding us up, Lord God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Your will be done. Not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, Mother Gwen. Dr. Wells, amen. Dr. Matthew, Administrator Bryant, and to all of God's people on the line, once again, we are here, amen, to open forum. Amen.
Yes.
Where you can ask your question, praise report, word to God if you desire prayer. We are here, amen, glory to God. This is a place, amen, it's a safe place. Amen, it's a place where the Spirit of the Lord truly dwells here, amen, because I bring them with me, amen. And so we just welcome you, amen, on this glorious Thursday, glory to God. But today, July the 21st, amen, 2022, July the 21st, 2022. Amen. This is a new beginning. This is a new beginning. Amen. Glory to God. So just get ready. Amen. Now be ready for your new beginning. Amen. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord on the day. Amen. You have a question for myself. Amen. Brother Matthew. Glory to God. From the conference line. Excuse me. Just press 1 on your dial. Amen. No, just press star 6, glory to God, on your dial, and just bring yourself right on in so we can start conversing, amen, on this morning. Glory to God, my little raspy in my voice this morning. I've been praying. Oh, glory to God. I just love prayer. Amen. God just moved through prayer all the time. Amen. But yeah, not glory to God at your best sometime when you just want to commune with God, not asking God for nothing. Just want to seek his face, amen. You know, God smiles on us when we just want to seek his face, when we just come before God just to commune with him, just to be in his presence. Oh, my God, what he will do for you, glory to God. I tell you, he'll give you another silver. Glory to God, he'll come and sit. Oh, Father, thank you. I'm on your side. You come and sit right by your side. And you mind me, they both say, and you will see the impression on the bed, wherever you are. You're the real Sonya. I tell you, you're still an overwhelming experience with God, overwhelming sensation of love, overwhelming sensation of peace, amen, because God is right there with you. It is like, oh, my God. It's indescribable. It's indescribable, glory to God. And so on the Blog Talk Radio side, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know, as parents, we are supposed to have favorites. We are supposed to have favorites. We're supposed to treat each other, our children equally, just like Jesus treats his children equally. But how many of us know that we have favorites? We have favorites. We have favorites. Amen. Glory to God. But I tell you, Blog Talk Radio, it pulls on my heart. You people out there, you pulls on Mother Sydney's heart. Glory to God. I tell you, because we're able to reach the masses. Amen. That's in another country. Amen. Glory to God. Let you know that God loves you. Amen. We love you here. Oh, glory to God in this space, in this area where we at. It's just like we are family. We are a community of people, not a congregation, amen, but a community, amen, a community, amen, that we know each other. We may not see each other, glory to God, face to face, hallelujah, but we have that spirit of God, amen, glory to God, that we could bear witness of your spirit, amen, glory to God. Bear witness of some things, glory to God, that's even happening where you are at. Because the same God that I serve, you serve the same God, because our God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. And so if you have a question for myself or Prophet Matthew, just press 1 on your dial. Our own beautiful administrator Brian. God bless you, administrator Brian. Amen. She will allow you to come in. She'll put you in the queue. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it is something, you know, how when we have those that work in the background, don't say much, but they're there. I mean, those that work in the background, they're powerful because without them, it wouldn't be us. It wouldn't be this program. They are the pillars. Amen. Glory to God that holds up everything, that constructs everything. They are the pillars. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Administrator Brian don't show up. We want, okay, where's the Blog Talk? How can we get to the Blog Talk, people? We can't. Glory to God. She's our connection. It's just like a mediator. She's our in-between person. Glory to God. And so we just bless and thank and praise God for Administrator Brian on today. Amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's power. Very anointed woman of God. Time. Amen. But you know how the young people say, don't get it twisted about her power. Amen. She got some backup. Amen. She got some backup because if you hear her stories and her testimony about her life and her son's life. In Psalm 68, glory to God. Psalm 68, she could say, that God arise, that his enemy be scattered. And she said that, oh, mom, need a bochaya with her son, that God arise, his enemy be scattered, to let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Amen. Glory to God. And so We just bless the Lord, amen, for her and all of those that work in the background. Amen. Glory to God. I enjoy working in the background. I enjoy working in the background. Amen. Many times I always want to stay in the background. Even still today, I like staying in the background, but God pulls me to the front. He says, time for you to come to the front. Amen. But I never have a problem working in the background. Glory to God. You should never have a problem trying to steam up as higher than you. You should never have an issue, amen, being like Aaron and her as they held up Moses' hand. Amen. Glory to God. And holding up the hand of the man and woman of God. Amen. True men and women of God. Hallelujah. You see how close you are. Amen. How close you will be. Amen. Think about her and Aaron, how they was holding the Moses on. They was being blessed. How Moses was being blessed and the children of Israel, long as Moses' arm was up. It was part of that history because as Moses' arm came down, the children of Israel was losing the battle. You will lose the battle, amen. Hallelujah. So we have to continue to hold up Prophet Matthew's arm. Hold up, you know, your pastor's arm. Hold up the man and woman of God. Hold up their arm while you are holding up their arm, glory to God. We continue to win the battle. Because some of us, glory to God, oh, bless your name, some of the leaders, glory to God, they have a target on their back. Hallelujah. And how many of us know, glory to God, that Prophet Matthew has a target on, a target on his back. Because when you have a target on your back, amen, people could hit the bullseye. They're always hitting at you. They're always hitting at you. They're throwing the enemy, throwing those fiery darts because, oh, that's your target is right there. That's what Satan said. He put a target on his back. He said, that's your target. He said, I need you to hit it with a bullseye. Glory to God. Hit it with a bullseye. Continue to hit that target. To hit that target. How many of us know that? When you are a target, amen, glory to God. If you don't have people interceding for you, if you don't have people holding up your arms, glory to God, that you will become weakened sometimes. You start to become weakened and weakened and weakened and weary and weary. Because what? No one. Now, the Oshaya God, where are the intercessors? Where are the prayer warriors? Glory to God. Where are the mourning and the cunning women? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone interceding for you. Someone holding up your arm and say, I got your back. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. It's a three-fold cord. It's not easily broken. As the body of Christ, we are perfectly knitted and intertwined with one another. And the strong shall bear the infirmities of the weak. Glory to God. And so if you have a question, amen, for us, a praise report, a prayer, glory to God, conference line star 6. Amen. Come on in. Blog Talk Radio, glory to God, press 1, your dial, Ministry of Brian will bring you right on in. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to give you this opportunity. This is your opportunity that we invite you to the stage. Amen. Glory to God. We invite you to the platform. Hallelujah. You've been out there in the audience, huh? Too long. Glory to God. Now it's time for you, glory to God, to exhibit the gifts, huh? And the talent God has given you. Amen. Glory to God. We are living under an open heaven. Amen. When we live up under open heaven, God is continually raining on us. Amen. I just heard this song. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Is that Kirk Franklin? He said, rain. Amen. Then we say, rain down on me. Oh, bless your name. That's an old song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just bless the Lord. Amen. You know, Mother, send me a time. Glory to God. I just have the Spirit of the Lord just move through. Let them flow. Amen. Because the Bible let us know. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Sometimes, you know, we have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to flow. We might have a program. Amen. And yet our program is always is about relationship. Relationship. And God moves us through relationship. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Relationship with God. Philo relationship. Amen. Husband and wife relationship. Glory to God. You know, co-workers relationship. Amen. And what type of relationship, amen, that we have with the body of Christ. Our relationship is through God. Amen. That you've become, that we have been adopted. Amen. We have been adopted into the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, amen, that make us family. So sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, glory to God. That type of relationship, amen. We all have things, and we have all things in common through Christ Jesus, amen. It is that blood through Christ Jesus. That is our true DNA. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just trying to identify, you know, give you some identity. Amen. As we come up on the line, amen. Glory to God. It's identity, amen. We have the same DNA, amen. That's how we're able to relate, glory to God. That's how we're able to, what, intercede and pray for each other, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how we're able to, you know, glory to God, feel your infirmities when you are going through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So that's why God has brought us together. Amen. As one body. But we have so many members. We have so many sisters and brothers. We have so many mothers and fathers. Glory to God. Because when that day, hallelujah, when we go back to our heavenly home, when we go back home, oh, glory to God, we will have kindred. We will be kindred like mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. We will be as he is. Glory to God. Amen. Because God created us in his image and in his likeness. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We say welcome once again. Amen. To all our front lines. Hallelujah. Workers and leaders. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for all the nurses. Glory to God. And the heart unit. Glory to God over there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. St. Mary's. Glory to God. SLU. Hallelujah. Jesus in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Anthony. Hallelujah. Shout out to you. Glory to God in the heart unit. Glory to God. These are just some of the hospitals, glory to God, that I'm just giving a shout out to. Hallelujah. Don't know if they're listening or not, glory to God. But they can always go back and listen to the replay, glory to God, that God will give you strength, amen, that God will shield you, glory to God, that God will renew your strength, amen, in a time, glory to God, when all of those 911 calls come in, Lord God, back to back, back to back, amen, at the 7th hour, the 8th hour, when you're about to get off work, and you've already worked 12 hours. Amen. Glory to God. Then a 911 come in and you can't get off work. That's when you ask God, glory to God, to give you that added strength. You say, God, I need your strength now. I need your strength. Glory to God, because the mind and the body was almost ready to go. Your mind and your body, glory to God, was rejoicing. Hallelujah, because I'm at the ninth hour. And I'm ready to get off this job. I'm ready to get off my feet. I'm ready to relax. I'm ready to give some nourishment to my body. But at that ninth hour, at the 12th hour, at midnight, glory to God, hallelujah, he got a 911. How many of us know that at midnight something always happens, something changed, amen. Hallelujah, the atmosphere changed, glory to God. The demons get excited, the Oshaya God, for that your midnight hour time. Amen. When 911 is coming in back to back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All different types of cases. Amen. Glory to God. Some people heart stopping. Lord, Nidio Shia, God. And you say, God, arise. God, arise. We need you to arise, Lord God. Hallelujah. In us, glory to God. Because when God arise, amen, that means he wants you, for God to arise in you. He said to be stirred up, glory to God, to be awakened and to be prepared for action. Nurses, glory to God. So God arise in you when you say that. You say, stir me up, Lord God, for another shift. Stir me up, God, because what? I need to be awakened and get, I'm prepared, amen, for action. I'm prepared for the next. I'm prepared for what's to come in this place, in this hospital. Glory to God. And it is not you, but it's the Christ that's in you, that's giving you that extra strength, amen, because you said, God, arise in me. God, arise in me. You might not have said those words. You might have said, Lord, help. Lord, help. But when we say, Lord, help, we're asking God what? To rise up in me. Rise up in me. Because I need your strength now, God. Renew my strength at this time. Amen. Glory to God. Just like when I came on the first hour, amen, on my first ship, God, I need you to help me to be strong. I need you to help my mind to be swift, amen, and alert, Lord God. I need to be able to give that which I gave the patient in the first hour. Glory to God, the same thing. No lacking, Lord God. Lydia Shire, God, with the smile and with the joy of the Lord, glory to God. That ooh, that cloud that radiates up out of me, glory to God. And sometimes, first responders, nurses, and doctors, glory to God. Sometimes when you come into the room, you don't have to say a word to the people. Glory to God. I mean, the old child here, God, you don't have to say a word sometimes to them. But when they see you smile, how mind me, they don't know, child of God. When they ask you to see your smile, they know. They know. They know when you have good bedside manner. They know when you have a spirit of compassion. They know. Glory to God. Higher than those shy of God. When you not those nurses or doctors, glory to God, that is burnt and you just doing it. They know those, glory to God, that has a love and a passion for health care, love and a passion for people, glory to God, to help them get well to the old shy of God. It's not only your smile, glory to God, but it what is what, glory to God, that they pick up from your fear and the old shy of God. Hallelujah. Even in the time, glory to God, nurses and doctors, oh, glory to God, in the old shy of God, when you touch them, I'm in the old shy of God, even with the coldness of your hand. Hallelujah. And it kind of shock you a little bit, like, whoo, and that's cold. And you apologize. Hallelujah, the Messiah. They know. They know. They know. The people know your patience. They really know, glory to God. And you have those patients. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And you have to continue to say, let God arise. And let his enemy be scattered, glory to God. Your patient is not the enemy, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. But it's just what they're going through, and you know that, glory to God. And so we thank and praise God for you, for your patience, for your kindness. I mean, the old shy of God, for putting up with those that are battered, you know, combative patients, glory to God. Those patients that is so hard to get along with. Those patients, glory to God, that called you everything but a child of God. That calls you everything but by your name, glory to God. But they give you all these other different names. I am the most shy of God. But you know to charge it to their head and not their heart, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so God commends you, glory to God. God will bless you, Lydia Shia, God, because you understand the patient pain. You understand what the patient is going through. You understand that patient know that he or she is dying, and he'll shy your God, and that spirit is about to leave his body, but you have to put on that extra smile, my noble shy of God. Glory to God. But when you're a born-again believer, up under your breath, glory to God, sometimes you get in the patient ear, glory to God, and you just whisper a prayer, I'm an honorable shy of God, to let them know that God loves them. I'm an honorable shy of God. God is going to take you through. God in your shy of God is going to lift you up, going to raise you up. Sometimes he might not raise you up on this side, but he'll raise you up on the other side to be with him. And sometimes, nurses and doctors, you might be that only one, that one right there at that moment, glory to God, that born-again believer that you are, that some are, glory to God, to usher that person over. How many of Shia God? And so we just bless the Lord, how you Shia God. For you, glory to God, because you're ready. You are, you saying, Lord God, arise in me. And you, and God is saying, okay, I'm going to stir you up, glory to God. I want you to be waking, Lord God. I want you to be prepared for action, glory to God. Oh, bless your name. That tells us. Oh, bless your name. Psalm 68 tells us that let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered, amen. Here it is in this Psalm 68. Oh, bless your name. It tells us how God is your king. Glory to God. He is your Lord. He fights your battle. Glory to God. Anyone that is against you is against God. Hallelujah. He said, let them also that hate him flee before him. Oh, glory to God. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away, Lord, as wax melted before the fire. Amen. So let the enemy perish at the presence of God. Isn't that powerful what the psalmist just said? Glory to God. The songs of David, what he just said in 2, as wax melted before the fire. Now look at wax. Look at wax. This is saying, this is how he said, this is how I want your enemy. This is how I want my enemy, God. As the fire hits the wax, it melts away so quickly. And so he said, God, demolish them. I'm the El Shire. Don't let them think about it. Don't let them think about it. Don't give them no warning, God. Lord God, I need you to annihilate them. Glory to God, expediently, quickly. Now go get you a candle, glory to God, at your convenience. And glory to God, and you light that candle. And when you light that candle, glory to God, look, just it, let it remind you of how you want God to fight your battle, glory to God. You see, so he said, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Hallelujah. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Here is a psalm. He said, drive away. Drive them away. Glory to God. Destroy my enemy. Oh, glory to God, because they are so close. Oh, glory to God. I need you, Lord God, to arise, to arise. Arise in me. Be still. Be still and know. God will fight your battle. God will fight your battle today. God will fight, hallelujah, for you if you allow him to. He's fighting every day, hallelujah, for you. Amen. Glory to God. He having someone to intercede for you every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. We bless the Lord. Amen. For you on today. Amen. Glory to God. Because this is a day that we never seen before. This is a day where God is calling his people unto himself. Amen. Glory to God. And verse, and no, it's not a verse, but number 3. It said, but let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. And yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Hallelujah. And you go on to sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Hallelujah. Because why? Why we sing praise unto his name? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when you are in the heat of a battle and God come in and annihilate your enemy, oh, bless your name, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised because you couldn't do it. Your enemy is about to overtake you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The terrors of this world is about to overtake you. Glory to God. Bills and the Yoshiah God. Now, the Yoshiah God is about to overtake you, put you into a deep debt. Glory to God. But God, hallelujah. God came in and gave you a remedy. The Yoshiah God. God came in and gave you a financial blessing, glory to God. That financial blessing, glory to God, that got you totally out of debt. Because God don't want us to be debtor to no one. He said we're the lender and not the borrower. Glory to God. Sometimes we have to ask God to realign us. Realign our way of thinking. Realign our way of thinking, glory to God. Hallelujah. And live out his word when he said that we're the head and not the tail. We're lenders and not borrowers. Glory to God. Because we know the earth is the Lord and the fullness therein. Everything, the mountain, the gold and the silver, the diamonds, oh, glory to God, the rubies, the oil, everything, glory to God, our Father owns. Father owns that. He owns everything. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. He owns everything. Hallelujah. And so we just open up the mic, amen, for you, invite you, amen. If you have your questions, amen, any comment, hallelujah, just step right on in. On the conference line, just start fixing. Come on in. On the Blog Talk Radio, press 1 on your dial. Administrator Brian.
Brother Sidney.
Yes. Come on in. Dr. Wilson.
Amen. You were saying that how how the Lord comes in and he comes to your rescue. I like Western.
Yeah.
And if you see the cavalry always come.
Yeah.
And come for the backup. And you know, it seems like when the enemy is trying to get the best of the of those that they're fighting in the battle, here comes cavalry. And that's when you think about it, how God not only he just sends his angels, and then the angels just come and begin to just infiltrate that territory. And even though the enemy is, they thinking he got the upper hand, oh my God, hallelujah, God got the best hand. And so I thank God for what you're saying this morning, because I said, Lord, she is all in my spirit. I said, I'm not going to ask no questions. I'm just going to sit and listen. And here you come talking about how the enemy comes and attacking you, and how that, you know, the God will just come in and step, you know, you read the scriptures. So I know that God was just speaking. Some people may not think so, but God is speaking on behalf, because the people sometimes ask, if people don't have to say anything, the Spirit of the Lord knows all. It sees all. And when we do what I was just telling Mother Gwen, when we let the Holy Ghost do what it does, when God does what he does it right and he does it best. And so I thank God for you this morning, Mother, just bringing that scripture in and then, you know, and doing the encouraging, because we don't have to fight our battle. The battle is not ours. It belongs to God. And because the battle belongs to God, he already knows. He knows when the right time to send in the troops. He knows how the right time to let the Spirit fall fresh and then wipe out the enemy. He knows how to do all of that. We just have to be diligently and seeking after him and allow him to do what he's supposed to do. And then we don't have to worry about a thing. So I thank God for what you're saying this morning. I'm going to go back on mute because I'm driving right now.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Wilson. Amen. Glory to God. And that is so true. Amen. How God will come in. But we have to allow him fight our battles for us. Amen. because we war not against flesh and blood. We don't war against
flesh. I was just getting ready to say that, mother. You know, flesh always, the thing about it is, if we see things going wrong, we always say, that person did this, that person did that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We have to look at, it's a spirit. It's not the person. It's a spirit. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness. And when we realize that that it's a spiritual attack and not a physical, now a physical attack is they pull out a knife, a gun, they kick their fist, or whatever, that, you know. But if they say in verbal words or if they slander or whatever they do, that is a spirit speaking. And when the spirit starts speaking and stuff, you have to know everything that the enemy says is a lie anyway. So we know he ain't telling the truth. So if the individual is speaking, speaking slander, speaking guile, speaking whatever, that spirit is speaking. That devil, that evil spirit is the one that's doing the speaking. It's not the person. So we can't. We have to start to go look beyond the flesh, and we have to see what's in the spirit. And that's what. And again, here we go. Try the spirit by the spirit, see if it be of God. But you know, God and spirit ain't gonna come and tear you down. God's spirit is he can rebuke you, but there's a difference between talking about you and tearing you down than rebuking you. So I thank God, you know, this morning for you, Mother, just comment and, you know, just encouraging the people. We have to start listening intensively with our spiritual ears and not so much our natural ears. Because when we hear with our natural ears, we begin to be judgmental. But when we begin to hear in the spirit, we begin to hear discerning. We would discern what God is trying to do and what God is trying to say and how God is trying to help us and heal us and deliver us. So I just wanted to add that to it also, Mother. I'm going back on you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Wilkes. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we have to
praise the Lord. Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Mother, Hallelujah, Shanda. Mother, you have really blessed us this morning. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times people, you know, we have to realize what the word tells us. I tell people, eat the word. Yum, yum, yum. It's delicious. Oh, hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, what does it say? That our Lord will be a standard against them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, even in my book that I wrote, my portion, it's now the time to detox and purify. Well, it shares all the negative thoughts that we have been fed by the enemy. And it lets you know that purify your mind with the word of God. The word of God is powerful. It will. Hallelujah. If you read it, live by it, hallelujah. Digest God's word, hallelujah. It will, oh my God, detox all the germs, all the everything that we've been taught negative. And I'm telling you, God's word is encouraging. Like was said, God's word is encouraging. It's a building. I tell you, it will, when you call on the name of Jesus, it's just life in itself. And you know, a lot of times when women and men of God speak the word, they say, somebody told them my business. But I always say this, the Holy Spirit would tell your business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mother,
amen.
I just thank you. Hallelujah. Mother, I'm lifting you up in prayer. Your strength. That God will continue to use you, touch you, give you all your desires of your heart. Mother, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go there, Shanda. Touch her, Lord. Bless her. Order her step. Continue to order her step. Continue to give her the strength. Continue to speak through her lips, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Love you, Mother. Keep it up.
Love you.
Keep it up.
Love
God bless.
You. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let God arise. Thanks of God. That God arising, you know, and I think about even in, what's that, Isaiah 60, arise and shine, that goes right, arise and shine, for the light is come. Amen. This Psalm and Isaiah 60, these are the two chapters in the verse, amen, and Psalm in the Isaiah 60, amen, 60:1. And when goes back to how when I hear my godfather, my godmother, what they taught us, they taught us how to sing the Psalms. Amen, some of the songs. And I would hear him say, let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise. And you see that song right there, when you hear it, and when you sing it, you sing it with victory, because there's already victory there. You know, we will go forward, you know, my mighty Osiah, God. And you say, let God arise. When you know God has arrived, and let his enemy be scattered. Let God arise, and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise, and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise. And see, when you hear that, amen, and it's a victorious song, because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords have destroyed your enemies. I'm a little Mosiah, God. And you know that you got the victory. Amen. Glory to God, because he has scattered them. Amen. He has destroyed them. And the psalmist told them, Lord, as wax melted before the fire. Lord God, hallelujah. He said, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And here it is, we have God on the inside of us. Let's say, we look God, amen, because we're created in his image and his likeness. And so if we have God abiding on the inside of us, oh, glory to God, when they see the God in us arise. Oh, the enemy, hey, you already scattered. You have to leave. You got to go. You can't stay here, glory to God. You have been annihilated. The Osiah, God, your plan of God, the Osiah, have been destroyed. Your blueprint plan, glory to God, is burnt up. You have no new plans for God's people. He has no new plans for you, glory to God. Because he's still doing the same trick that he did in the Garden of Eden. Everybody, Nidhi Oshaya, God, because he's the father of lies. Nidhi Oshaya, don't no good thing dwelleth in him. I'm Nidhi Oshaya, God. And you have to always know that he is an illusionist. Nidhi Oshaya, thank you, Lord. The enemy is an illusionist. Nidhi Oshaya, God. He said he go to and fro the earth, seeking whom he may devour. He roared as a lion to the Osiah, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, but I admonish you not to come up against the enemy without God, because he do have some power, but he don't have all power. Glory to God. He got some power. So don't be like the sons of Sceva, son of the Osiah, God. Oh, glory to God. They didn't have nothing. But those demons, he said, Paul, I know. He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Hamani, Osiah, God. You a hodgepodge. Hodgepodge meaning having something, glory to God, that you don't have. He knew that the sons of Sceva didn't have no power. And so they were able to, what they do, the spirit whipped them out of their clothes naked. And glory to God, the enemy will do that to you, glory to God. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, if they don't sense the Word of God in you, if they don't see righteousness down on the inside of you, if they don't see Christ's mirror in you, I'm on the Osiah, God. And let me back up. They said, tell my no. That's the real time. Oh, my, the old child of God. Put your name in that place. They know you. Amen. Glory to God. But he's like, wait a minute. Who is this person? They're trying to hide power. They're trying to pretend like they got some power. He said, oh, let us go and destroy them and whip them naked out of their clothes and bring them to an open shame. I'm the old shy of God. Why we got to let God arise? Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We have to let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is open forum, saints of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have a question for myself, Prophet Matthew, glory to God, a praise report, a testimony, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God has given you a revelation. He's given you new eyes. He's given you areas.
Mother.
Glory to God. Come on in, Prophet Matthew. Come on down, Matthew.
No, this,
come
this,
on
this,
down.
This is bad as well. I wonder when you kept saying let God arise and let the enemy be scattered.
Amen.
God arise, let the enemy
be
scattered.
Good.
I know this might not sound like it's fitting into what you're saying, but I thought about when the woman was at the well.
Yeah. Hey, glory. Come on.
Jesus, hallelujah, was talking, having a conversation with her.
Yeah.
And then the accusers come to accuse her of all what they said. But when, hallelujah, when the Lord, hallelujah, began to do what he did, the enemy was dispersed. He said, woman, where are thou accusers? We have to know when we bring, hallelujah, when situations come to the throne of God, he going to divide, hallelujah, and he's going to conquer. And all of those that's sitting up there trying to accuse you, amen, all of the accusers, when he finished writing, when he's finished passing the judgment, they have no other choice but to disperse. I'm going back on you. Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The Lord, powerful, Dr. Wills, powerful, amen. Glory to God. He said, a woman at the well. Hallelujah. She was seeking for something. Yes, she was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Minister Brian, do we have any questions? Amen. In the chat, amen. Glory to God. Or any announcement? Glory to God on this morning.
God bless you. I'm sending no direct questions at this time. However, if you will, please keep in mind the following dates. Dr. Matthews will be on a live Zoom call on August the 4th. He's on the live Zoom call. Please forgive me because I'm going to get to an appointment. He's on a live Zoom call this August the 4th, and it will be it's hosted by Prophetess Sonia Epps. It's the Apostolic and the Prophets Empowerment Acceleration. That's August the 4th. Registration is $100. And more information, for more information, please check Dr. Matthew's page or give us a call at 877-912-2027. August the 19th through the 21st, Dr. Matthews will be at the REACH Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And the location will be given on that this coming Sunday as well. August the 28th, you can join Dr. Matthews again in Atlanta. He's a guest speaker for the Preach the Word Worldwide Network TV Gala. The tickets are $100. You can go purchase your ticket at ptwwntv.com. September the 16th to the 18th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to San Antonio, Texas for Bridging the Gap, Breaking the Love Conference, hosted by our very own Prophetess Tina Rice. September 25th through the 26th, join Dr. Matthews in New Albany, Mississippi. October the 28th through the 30th, the Family Values Conference 2022 and the birthday celebration for Dr. Lamont Matthews, and more information is forthcoming on that as well. For the Vision of Gap Birth and the Love Conference, you can contact Prophetess Tina Rice at 210-849-6182, 210-849-6182. And for information on any of these announcements, feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can text us at 334-440-6152. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Administrator Brian. Amen. Glory to God. Just govern yourself according to the announcement. Amen. If you'd like to follow Papa Matthew, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Do we have another praise report? Any more comment? Glory to God. Amen. So God is truly moving. He's moving by spirit. Glory to God. Amen. So we have to continue to let God arise in us and let his enemy be scattered. He will arise. Let God arise. He wants you to rise up, and he wants you to be ready. He wants you to be equipped. Because when we look at arise, amen, to arise, it means to be stirred up, to be awakened, and to be prepared for action. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, you know, we sleep. Sometimes we get relaxed. Amen. We get complacent. Hallelujah. We be on vacation too long. Hallelujah. And we need something to, we need something or someone to stir us up. Stir us up, glory to God. Sometimes, you know, when you get disturbed about something, hallelujah, and you like, when you're born again, believe you get a godly anger in you when the enemy keeps coming around. And then I say, oh, God, you got to rise up in me. Rise up in me, God. Rise up in me. And stir me up. Stir me up. Because somebody have been mixing in my Kool-Aid, God. Stir me up. Stir me up. Because I think about this video. I think they had it on TikTok. Amen. And I saw it on Instagram. And they did their own version of I Lay Hands. You know, I Lay Hands on Kids or something like that. And it was, it tickled me. You know, because when the enemy or anyone come in, this guy lay hands on you. He's I will lay hands on you. Not just actually laying hands on you, praying for you, but I will lay hands on you, glory to God. And so don't get me stirred up like that, glory to God. But, you know, I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that he's the one that's able to fight our battles for us, glory to God. And you know, when we have this open highway, this open internet, it is so much out there. There's good, there's bad, and there's ugly. There's some of everything that's out there. Glory to God. And it's just like with a meal. Amen. When you have a meal, when you have the right meal in the right place, you have a variety of things on that plate. When you go to a smorgasbord, thank you, Father. When you go to a smorgasbord, there is a variety. And everything that's at that smorgasbord is not for you. It's not for you to even eat. It's not for you to even get it. But sometimes we get some things that we don't need. And sometimes in this life, we allow ourselves to get in various situations that we shouldn't have not gotten into. But God always made a way of escape. Because, but yet, if we continue to go in and stir in the Kool-Aid and getting something that we're not supposed to have, because whatever you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap from that flesh. So if you constantly go in and keep eating all that pasta, eating the sugar, nothing healthy. You just keep devouring those sodas of breads, those good breads, amen. Oh, the choice meat, but not the lean meat. Just doing whatever you want to do and put in the body. Your body going to reap it. Some different types of disease, you know, weight gain. Glory to God. You had a BM of 26 or 25, 21. Now you got a BM of 39. Woo! 40. You're obese. Now the doctor's saying they want to put you on different type of medication because what you've sold something to the flesh, well, now medication, I have to help maintain it. And so we just thank and praise God. Yes.
Come on, back. I want you to really break it down. Some of our youth may not understand about this going and preaching. And that's so much in the natural.
Ooh, Jesus.
Preaching in the spirit. Because some people don't believe you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about no physical sword of a metal blade. I'm talking about what you put out there. You're putting stuff out there, you're gonna reap it back. And do we realize how that is? So can you break that down for the youth so that they can understand?
Amen. I sure will. Glory to God. You know, when you whatever, young people, it's just like you go to Starbucks. Amen. You go to all these fast food restaurants. Glory to God. And you get whatever you want. Amen. You choose the McDonald's, whatever, the chicken nuggets. Amen. You go to Wendy's. Glory to God. Amen. And in your youthfulness, you can eat whatever you want. You got a cast iron stomach. But as you keep putting in, sowing those seeds, whatever you're sowing in your body, glory to God, all of the sugar, every morning you got to get you a Starbucks, a double, they already strong. The coffee is already strong, but you need a double dose of that caffeine. And you get those, what you call those Red Bulls, amen, for energy or whatever, glory to God, to give you that spark to wake you up in the morning. If you constantly keep putting that which is not good in your body, glory to God, over time your body and your metabolism, they start to change. It starts to change, amen. Even when you have peers, amen, you all come together. You think you all have everything in common. You think you're on one accord. But yet, listen to your conversation. Listen to what you are, the seeds that you are putting out there. Amen, what you're saying about each other. Amen, what you're calling each other. Glory to God, and you think, my God, these names that you call each other. Glory to God, but you think nothing about it. Those are seeds, amen, that you are planting. And before you know it, those seeds will take root, and they start changing your personality. They start changing your decision, how you make decisions in life. And you wonder, how did I get off course? I wasn't raised like that. How am I going towards the left? And I know I should be staying towards the right. I should be in the center. I was not raised like that, glory to God. Why am I acting the opposite of what I was raised? Because you have been influenced by your environment, and you're saying everybody is doing it. And so if they spit in poison, because that's what it is, amen, even with your food, when you're sowing, amen, those are seeds that you are sowing into your body. You're sowing those seeds into your future. You're sowing those seeds into your children's future, glory to God, because what you have done is that you had a righteous DNA, glory to God, but with the things and when sin came into the world, glory to God, in the Oshia, God, you chose to accept that DNA of sin, glory to God, to transform that DNA, glory to God, the molecules in your cellular level, and you wonder, glory to God, why you think the way that you're thinking, glory to God, why you feeling the way that you're feeling, because you have transformed, amen, you have
Oh, glory to God. Misalign and realign your original DNA, glory to God. Hallelujah. The things that was imparted in you from your parents, you said, train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they shall not depart from the word of God. Glory to God. And you wonder why. Oh, my God, hallelujah, you feel the way you feel. You see yourself in a different eye. You're saying nobody that loves me, knows all these parents, don't understand me. But you have to realize that the parents was once a child, too. Glory to God, because God said there's nothing new up under the sun, even with your fashion, even with your lingo. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Your parent had that same lingo, but it was a different. You use the same word, but it's a different meaning. And that word that you use as a diva, glory to God. Don't you know your parent used that word too, but it had a different meaning. And now, glory to God, you all have a different meaning, glory to God. But what does the Bible, what does the word of God say about a diva? If you check out the history of it, you're pouring out poison, glory to God, because you say, oh, everybody's doing it. My peer is doing it. But these are the seeds, amen, that you are sowing into your future. And then when you become older, glory to God, and a little wiser, you wonder, why is my body the Oshaya God? Why is it the way it is, glory to God? Why do I feel the way I feel? Why do I feel strange? Why do I feel like I was born another person, glory to God? Hallelujah. Why do I feel that this person that's in my body is not who it's supposed to be? Amen. Because you realign the Oshaya God. Your DNA, glory to God, you allow something to come in, glory to God, at the cellular level, mind of Messiah, God, to that intertwine, glory to God. Oh, God, that took out that which was good. It starts to transform your mind into your Messiah, God, because the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And what the world say, young people, what goes around, you all might have another terminology for it, but this Mother Sydney, I have to sometimes speak in my era. It said what goes around comes around, glory to God. That's the same things that are sowing and reaping, glory to God. So whatever you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap from the flesh, glory to God. So keep eating a pound of sugar every day. Oh, glory to God, keep eating pasta every day, glory to God, with no vegetable. And then you see, glory to God, what will happen to your body. You're transforming your body, the Oshaya God, into the pasta, into the sugar, whatever that's in there, the impurity in it, amen. When you overwater a plant, glory to God, that plant starts to die. That plant starts to wither because what? You overwater it, glory to God, and the nutrient that's in the water is not nutrient anymore, glory to God, because you have given it too much water. Now it's time to die. When you give your body to the Oshaya, naturally as well as spiritually, Lord God, when you give your body the wrong thing constantly over and over and over and over, you change your molecules. You change the original DNA. You change your brain cell. You change the neurons under the Oshaya, God. You change the flow of the blood that goes through the vein, glory to God. Now you have plaque that's setting me. Your mind me, Oshaya, God. Oh, glory to God. You have all matter of disease in your gut because of sickness starts in your gut because you have poured in on me, the Oshaya, God, what you want, when you want it. You did what you want, when you want it, the Oshaya, God. You had no temperance, glory to God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Young people, hallelujah. That is sowing and reaping. Because whatever you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap it from the flesh. Whatever you sow to the spirit, you're going to reap it from the spirit. Oh, glory to God. And so when you hear sowing and reaping, that's what it is. Just imagine you are a gardener and you sow those seeds in the ground. You're looking for a return harvest. And that's the same way with your life. When you are in school, if you're a studious person, you are sowing that time in. That time in, glory to God, that time in. And over the years, glory to God, because you have a goal that you're trying to obtain. And over the years, glory to God, hallelujah, over the years, glory to God, you will excel, glory to God. You excel from just being mediocre. Now you have graduated summa cum laude, mediocre, God. You're the head of the class. You're a valedictorian, mediocre, God, because you sowed those seeds in. You was a studious person, glory to God. You became a tutor, glory to God. You managed your time, glory to God. Mediocre, God. You balanced your life, glory to God. You yet still had fun, but you balanced your life, glory to God. You didn't have a lot of pleasure, glory to God. You became self-disciplined. You disciplined your mind. You disciplined your time. Oh, glory to God, because you had a goal in plan. Oh, my God, let me stop. I'm going to overwhelm you, God. Oh, glory to God. Don't want to overwhelm you, young people. Brother Sydney.
Okay, that is the morning prophet. Amen. I want to say to say it also says you are what you eat. And I'm going to go back to the
series
about the ear. All right, so I'm just going to tie this in, and then I'm going back on you. So you are what you eat. So when you speak yourself, I'm going to use myself. When I speak, I always say, let my mouth, okay, let my ears hear, let my mouth let my mouth speak, my ears can hear, that my spirit can receive. So we say death and life is in the power of the tongue. So my mouth, it speaks out. That's still food that's coming out of my mouth. My ears hear it. When my ears hear it, it's just like it's also receiving in, just like my mouth. Okay? So therefore, I'm feeding my own spirit whatever's evil coming out of my mouth. I'm feeding my own spirit that same evil that's coming out of my mouth. Because whatever's in your heart is going to proceed out of your mouth. But you're proceeding it out of your heart, and you're receiving it out of your spirit, so you're going to receive it back in. Now, you may not think so, that you may be talking about somebody else, or you might be just saying words or whatever, but you are reaping that also back up to yourself, because it's coming back to you, because your spirit hear it, and your spirit is receiving it. Oh, come on, somebody. So when it goes down, you think about it. The ears, the nose, and the throat, it all is connected. It goes all the way back down. When you look at the diagram of the head, come on, somebody. Hey. What's in the ear canal, it connects to the throat. Come on. And it goes down through the tongue and comes down to go to your belly. That's why, hallelujah, the Lord, God, he is just better than bad. Hallelujah. He used that tongue because out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Why? Because when them rivers start coming up, hey, hallelujah, that joy comes from your belly if your ears hear it, and it starts flowing even more. You want more and more and more. This is the process cycle of reaping and sowing. So I just wanted to add that in there, and I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Come on in, prophet. Glory to God. Amen. That's powerful. That is what. Amen.
It is, mother. That's y'all. It is.
Amen. God,
mother, I promise you. Well, half of the morning to all the people of God all over. And God bless you, Evangelist Wilson.
Amen.
Mother, you just preached a sermon to the youth ministry, the youth department of the United States of America.
Amen.
And broke it down to a simple term that they can understand and relate to what is actually going on right now. And, man, it's just, Mother, you hit it on the head. You hit that thing. And you broke it down. Y'all hit it right on the head.
Amen.
And these are the things that we're dealing with this generation and the generation and the generation and the generation.
Amen.
My God. I mean, all I can say is any more questions? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? They don't need me.
You saying the floor is open, huh?
Yeah, the floor is open, Mother.
You know what? y'all will have to just excuse me this second. Hallelujah. Mother, you said something too. You said it about them, how they conversation with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not so much, I don't hear it so much from the females. I don't know what their conversations, but they be calling each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when they be saying, hey, dog, what's up? Okay, mm-hmm. go ahead, girl, if you want to. Okay, I got to go there.
Well,
why
go.
In the world
don't
do
you
want to call a human being? Let's look at this. Look at the attributes of the spirit of a dog.
Uh-huh.
I ain't talking about the one that's manicured and that live in the house. I'm talking about the dog that's going out, sleeping with anything, doing everything. They eat anything that they can get hold to.
I'm telling you.
They get nasty and maimed, and they toxic.
Maybe.
Come on.
Midnight
slipper. You call to somebody, you might not think that, and I got to say this, because I do not, this is Carlina. I ain't saying evangelist, I ain't saying doctor, I said this is Carlina. When my children was coming up, I would not allow them to call each other the N-word. I said, first of all, let me explain to you what that is. It is a low-down, dirty person. And then, Saint Florian, she said, oh, the end. I said, wait a minute. You are a saint. Why in the world are you speaking guile to another soul that you're supposed to be snatching out the fire? That is toxic. If that person is, you call that spirit out. You don't call them the end word. Well, it's a negative context. And when somebody else calls you that, then you get mad. But when you can call each other that, and then you don't think nothing of it. Don't get mad at somebody outside your race call you that word, and you ain't getting mad because you call each other that word. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. Oh my God, you call the people B's and all MFs and all this kind of old stuff and A's and stuff. Come on. That is not of God, and you have to look at the and I'm going to say this, and I'm going on mute. This is Carlina. I told my children, don't be calling my grandbaby's kid. Now, you said, ain't nothing wrong with that a kid. I said, a kid. Look it up in the dictionary. It is a goat. Okay. If my word says that God is going to divide the sheep from the goat, calling our children kids. When you speak, you giving them a goat spirit. You speaking that spirit upon them. They're going to keep being rebellious. Okay, I'm going on mute because I'm melting now.
Amen. Powerful.
But you know, Mother, and Evangelist, Mother, that's the difference between etymology and historicity, understanding language usage and terminology. And that's the same thing going on with biblical wording and knowledge. And I've been doing a lot of in-depth study, even of the Bible, even a word used in these high-ranking secret society families of the world, you know, especially if you study the protocol of the wise men of Zion and the family of the Diak family clan, and how they connected to the Catholic Church and the Vatican, how everything is written in the books, and everything that's been written in the books, literally every book has been told lies about the origin of matters in the world and issues that are going on. And all of these things that are hidden deep in the crest of our soil of the world, even America. And we're watching these events unveil. And when someone like myself or you all share things that's in contradiction of cognitive, then people battle it, but they don't even know the limits of the word usage, etymology of historicity or events. Even like all, you know, we could argue all day about the vaccine, but people haven't studied even one level of any of the adrenal gland issues in the body, how all of these things, this ain't nothing new right here. This is history. This thing is written 6 million years ago, billions of years ago, based upon Nephilim, fallen angels, and these spirits of what's happening now. People don't understand the code of 322 and why we in 2022. These secret societies and orders where they reach their peak right now. And our generation, when they miseducated us in the early 70s, and the secret code, because people don't understand that too, after they moved from the 60s. Now listen to this. They moved from the 60s coming into the 70s. What did they do? The nine major families of the world that dealt with the Supreme Court understood what they did when they put Roe versus Wade together. It was set in motion to create abortion. Planned Parenthood had been in existence years ago. If you look at the 70s, 80s, and 90s, what was it being put in our community? Drugs, the abort mission, to destroy the black family, to abort the family unit, to abort the husband, to abort the children, to abort the male. Everything was set into abort. That was a code through the system. Not literally, they were set to create abortion, and then they put it all in our community. When they did what they did, all of these things was a sign. 2023 will be 50 years over this Roe versus Wade. You got to understand, even when you look at Jubilee, 50 years, even how they put the code in the Bible, Jesus came 50 years, 50 days after Pentecost. Those were all secret codes. Those were all orders of codes that were set. They knew that they had a short period of time. Where we at right now is a very pivotal time. Isn't it interesting? I'm going to share this for a minute, information. Isn't it interesting? I told people after what? July 20th after the 15th.
Yeah.
Administrator Brian, read what the President of the United States said. See, he leaked it out his own self. Did you do that, Administrator Brian, or do I have to do it? This is all out now, people of God.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead, read it.
It says the White House.
This is all happening right now.
Joe Biden says he has cancer doing this and sends the White House scrambling to explain. And then it comes back and said, and he made this was yesterday when he did it about the climate change. And then the White House came back and denies Biden has new cancer diagnosis after his speech flub.
We're watching the unveiling. We're watching things happen. You see, now I'm not taking away from what we're talking about, the youth and the language uses. I'm telling you, people of God, we're in the world's greatest transition. Now, what did Dr. Fauci say on the 19th? He said he's resigning after Biden. What it came out of my mouth to the people, if y'all go to my Facebook page. Well, it ain't going to be long. What did I say? It ain't going to be long. That ain't going to be long because it's all coming to the surface, people of God. We're in a very pivotal time. And those who have made it thus far and still here, and you still got your cognitive ability, your strengths, your reasoning, your knowledge, your language, usage, verbiage, and understanding of the structural systems of the world and the family unit, you are in a good place, man of God, woman of God, people of God. You are in a pivotal place. Because I'm telling you, if you study, I'm telling you that 322, because a lot of people don't understand that 322. That's a whole secret code that they don't want y'all to know nothing about. They don't want y'all to know about protocol of the wise men of diamond. These are stuff that ain't got nothing. Basic, made side of order, just a surface thing. All of this stuff, you know, the Diak family, clan, all of these things, man. If you just see when you you have a choice. When you find out all this, you can either become part of it, or you can get connected with them. See, when God revealing all this stuff to you, far beyond the alphabetical language, the alphabet and Phoenician language and Semitic, to take you to the hieroglyphic writings of what this stuff, this means, and these English terms. See, a lot of stuff they gave us biblically, they gave it to you because you didn't have the knowledge. But when you go into the revelation of all the codes of these 66 books and read and understand what each of these books mean, if you read Isaiah, 66 chapters will break this down. Jeremiah, 52 chapters will break down 52 weeks. Lamentation, five chapters will take you to the process of that five in Greek. Ezekiel, 48 chapters will let you know a four-year period, four quarters of the year. Daniel, 12 chapters will be able to show you the secret code of these governmental. You know, it's so much that we don't even understand in the Bible that's just literally hidden under the crepes of rules, regulation, and laws, and they gave it to us. See, it's so much being revealed now. Keep following me on Facebook. I'm going to take y'all on in. I'm going to take y'all on in. I'm going to take y'all on in to 7, 8, 9-figure salary in y'all bank account. Y'all going to wake up one morning, and you're going to be jumping up and down. Now, just give me 10%. I ain't going to ask for no more. Just give me 10%. You know, so 10%. You ain't going to throw it into RFPI. Just put it in LaRon Matthews Ministry. Earmark it to LaRon Matthews Ministry. You'll be all right. I just take it. You know, it's all right. So, earmark it to me. You'll be all right. Ain't no argument. I take that 10%, and we'll be all good. You give me 10%. So I'm throwing the 10% into probably LaRon Matthews. I'm going to be well. But look at what's happening. Look at what's manifesting itself. What did I say? July 20th? Man, I'm telling you, he did it. The president did it yesterday on July 20th. I'm telling you, look what they're scrambling to do. You ain't seen nothing yet. July 15th. Look what happened. Look at all these prime ministers leaving. You know what the word prime minister was? It means premier. 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 When you study those secret words being premier, these guys have to retire. You know why? Because Queen Elizabeth, Great Britain, Italian Prime Minister, Jesuit Order, Catholic Church, what is it? Israel, Prime Minister retired. All of these secret things. See, all of, what is it? Everything is manifested itself. Premier. All of this stuff is happening now. Let's get back on course. I just wanted to throw that out there to you, give you guys a little update. I'm just trying to update you all to what's going on. You know, what's happening. The plotting, the things that are happening worldwide. See, you getting it right here in real time. I'm bringing it up to you 3D. I'm bringing it 3D so you can see everything. All of the events. Reading, you're getting it up front. You're getting it right face to face. Let's go back. Mother, you bless the people today. If anyone got any questions for Mother and I, Evangelist Will, thank you so much. I'm telling you, all of these things that have been hidden, all of these things that have been locked out, nothing, as long as I'm here and I'm revealing it, and they watching it, and they understanding it, and the ones that ain't getting it, man. The world still know we got two popes, but one is the Pope Emeritus. Usually the Pope died, but they put the other Pope away because he's dealing with that that issue when you get older. The Benedict one right now, who's kind of in a lot of water right now. Pope Benedict, he's in a lot of water, a lot of trouble. Y'all remember Harry, Queen Elizabeth's grandson, he just went before the United Nations. You can Google that too. He went before the United Nations. So that's all. That's all. And then you see, you saw Bill Gates say he was sad. So you heard about him. All of this stuff that's coming to the surface of the world and of the world events that are happening right before us. In real time. Preparing us to propel in position. And do you know, if you study this stuff that's happening, even if you study the Arctic, look at the Arctic, Antarctica, you know, they made a covenant years ago what they were going to do in Arctic, and all them secret things under them ice over in them countries, man, hidden stuff. All of this, you know, spirits over there and revealed everything, demon spirit forces. All of this stuff is real, people of God. If you ain't a real, and I don't use the term, if you're not a real vessel for the kingdom, you wouldn't be able to reveal this. I ain't going to say prophet. You got to really tap in to reveal what's going on. And they only know. And they understand what's going on. All right. We got a couple of visitors on today. Thank you for joining us from foreign countries. Thank you for coming on, being with us. We appreciate you on today. Anyone else have any questions or comments for Mother Sydney and myself and even Evangelist Wilkes? I'm telling you, mighty people of God, man, this, what we're watching is real. Even in our dispensation with these political leaders and world leaders, and even our president of the United States, I told you to drive in the White House. You ain't seen nothing yet. I told people you haven't seen nothing yet. That's after them. All right. No one else have a question or comment for us? Anybody had any world news for us? Mother Thelma Sydney, I'm telling you, you're on fire again. You're a preaching machine in this season. You pumping it out, Mother. You telling it. You sharing it. You are on it. Thelma Sydney in the house today. Once again, he's cutting up in his hour. Telling it like it is. Thank God for Mother Thelma Sydney today. Thank that she's there. Sharing with God's people. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. What the Lord is revealing and what the Lord is doing. Yes, God is doing it. It is revealing. God is showing himself. It's very powerful. Bless the Lord today. But the Lord is yours. Yes, Lord. It is so. on to that. Mighty hand of the Lord. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial. We'll be right back. Thanks to God. I'm telling you, it's just, just thanking God for what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is revealing to his people.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
All right. Powerful kingdom, people of God, and around the world, listen, it is. You're getting a prophetic drop today from Mother Sidney, and then you're getting the world news from Prophet Matthews today. It's all coming in 3D up front. Transitions all are in effect and they're happening now. You're watching it, you're viewing it, you're seeing it. It's all coming to pass before our eyes on today. And we just thank God for the Lord allowing us to see it, hear it, know it, experience it. All in this dispensational time. Nothing is being left out. No stone is being unturned. Everything is coming straight live, people of God. And you're watching it happen. And I'm excited about what God is doing for his people and for us on today. He's really allowing us to experience the powerful thing. I'm telling you, alive in the world. All coming alive. Nothing has been here. Nothing is being taken back. It's all gone. It's all coming to pass. The world is standing. Amen. All right, well, we open it up for the people of God who have questions and comments on today. If anyone have one, Administrator Brian, any kind word over there, woman of God, we just been in it.
What's up, online with you?
All right. All right. All of this stuff happening around the world. telling you, it's truly, we're watching truly a powerful time. Yes, I'm telling you. See nothing yet of what is or what has happened and what has came to pass on today in the world. All right, we're heading to different cities around the United States. We're going to be teaching on some Zoom platforms. Join us for Drive Out with the Prophet. We're going to be sharing and dropping some information on the people. Many of you, you can go Google the President of the United States, Joe Biden, told the whole world he had cancer. And the news, the White House is scrambling to cover it up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Everything is coming to the surface, people. I told you in the farewell season, I'm alive and stuff. And things are being revealed, coming out. Nothing is being hid from the eye of us, those who are only in denial. And you can't stop people who are in denial. But and those who are in anticipating their portion of the marketplace, brace yourself, it's yours. Investment is yours. All of it is coming. Nothing is being held back. Nothing is being hidden from us. Everything has been done in real time up front. So you will not miss what God is revealing to us. Now notice now. The Lord is revealing to his people. Because he's revealing it to us. You know, people don't come out and just tell their own business unless something is wrong with them. Not have the enemy tell on himself. But that's where we are today. All right. Thanks to God. Men and women of God. Mother Thelma, Sydney.
Prophet. Yes, Prophet.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if you remember the article that I had shared with you when he came into office about the presidents from the past that
you did. Yes, you sure did.
That, wow. If you remember,
I did.
In there, one of those presidents had the same ailment and how long he stayed in office. So you might want to go back and review that again to see how this is aligning up to what has just been spoken.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Over in Italy, we know that Greg Hines desired spelling trouble for the nation, and then Europe over there, European continent over there, Israeli president, prime minister, premier, resigned. Premier of Great Britain resigned. Woo! Watch it, say. And I'm telling you, everything is hidden. And listen to this, people, guys. It's all going back to back. It's accelerating itself. Isn't it interesting? They even got a former CEO of a big bank in New North Carolina indicted, stealing over $1 million from the bank. It's happening. Things are coming to the surface. Uganda discovered. And all them diamonds were found over in Haiti. Hillary Clinton's brother went over there to cause all that confusion, get all them diamonds. Now he over there. That's a ruthless family. Now he over Uganda. 20 so many million pounds of gold $13 trillion. Well, they want in on everything. But this is all, guess what? This is all the melanated people tab. It's all the inheritance coming back. Everything, see, when all of them hieroglyphics was written on the walls and different things, and they would try to translate them, Semitic and Phoenician language and their English language, they didn't understand all the details, but they understood that only those secret society, the 322, and those other ones understood it, but they didn't reveal it to us. Well, they didn't reveal it to them. That's why you had slavery. So your identity can be taken, your culture can be taken. Like Mother was talking about that DNA today. She was talking about the youth, talking about the DNA. When she was speaking that DNA, Mother, you were right in the house. That DNA being breached, all of you, the DNA, the actual DNA of the people. The DNA, the power of the DNA. See, when you don't know who you are, your culture, your background, the wealth that you have, your position, who you will be, what you will become, you'll miss it. And people can just fool you along the way. And that's why it's important to know who you are in the kingdom, what you are to the kingdom, and your position in the kingdom. Elliot, so many powerful things that are happening for us, in us, and through us. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All for the taking. All for the revealing. Yeah. You'll see it and you'll know it. And it's being revealed and it's not being hidden from it. Nothing. All manifesting itself in these pivotal times for the glory of God. Amen. All right, mighty people of God, we love you all and appreciate you on today. Thank God for you. God is awesome. He ain't going to let us be sleepy in this season. And he's not going to let you go to sleep on what he's revealing to you. Yeah. Not going to let it happen. So that's why so much has been unveiled to God's people right now for the manifestation of what he's doing in us and through us. Hold on to that. All right, Mother Delma, any final words over there with your mother?
Amen. I tell you, I just bless the Lord for the people of God and for God on this day. Amen, hallelujah, for imparting into his people. I'm just excited, Prophet. I'm excited about for what God is doing for his people. When we allow God to just flow, you know, in our lives, and because he's wanting to utilize us, the body.
That's it, Mother.
Amen. To reach the body. That's all he wants. He just wants to utilize us, amen, as the body, to reach the body. Glory to God, because we are an extension from him, of him, not from him, of him. And so I just bless the Lord, amen, that we have to be prepared, stirred up, equipped, and ready for battle. Ready, glory to God. That's why he gave me that arise and shine. Amen. That God arise, both of those. And every time I hear that, I'm like, God, that is a victorious song and a psalm. And of that psalm, 68, let God arise. And that's what we have to do, let God arise in us. Amen. No more taking a back seat. Amen. No more allowing the cares of this world, glory to God, to make your footsteps heavy and weigh you down. Because he said the steps of a good man, or woman, is ordered by the Lord. And when God orders ourselves, there's no weight. There's no heaviness. Glory to God. I mean, he give us what? We run. He give us hind feet. Glory to God. We swift on our feet. Amen. Because there's no weight. Glory to God. And so we have to allow God to rise up in us. Amen. And continue to take dominion. Continue to be ready for battle. Glory to God. Because mother is ready. Mother is so ready.
Mother you ready.
I'm ready.
Mother, you own. I'm telling you.
Hallelujah. The newness.
Mother, you own. Did you hear me? You are own.
God.
I'm telling you. And if people just, we said, what is it? This is the final word. Okay. That's what we said. We just shifted. Look here. Let me tell the people something. Check this out, thank you, God. From January of 2021, when that government stuff happened and it came to my house, do you know I got a notice, and it was sent to me and said, "You, everything we studied about you, you're on target. You know it before anything happened."
Wow.
Let me tell you people something. Let me share something with the world. We are on to something in the universe. Listen to this. That had never existed in our time. As you follow these prophetic patterns, many of you who are listening in and those who are following and those who are creeping in, get a listening ear, they understand this too. The 322 is a secret society code. They knew that this lot fell on this time on the earth right here. They knew it. They know everything that's happened right now is irreversible. Do anybody understand the word irreversible? Do you understand when you bring a society together? Now, you know demons make covenants, right? Demonic. You know, the Nephilim, that when they make covenant with you for a certain period of time and you don't honor their covenant, because you see the 99, you see how Betty White passed at 99, you see how Billy Graham passed at, I think it was 99, you see how, see, I'm trying to help y'all understand these 99 numbers. You can understand numbers, like some people don't make it to 100 because in their bloodline it's a covenant. Once you reach past that 100 number, that's a different dimension. That's a different level of dimension, of the dimension. I'm not talking about realms. I'm not talking about rain. I'm talking about dimension. Do everybody understand the word dimension? Do you understand the word dimension?
Yeah.
When people talk about dimension, they don't understand the word dimension. When you see that 6 feet distance, 6 feet apart, 6 feet away, all of those numbers were critical numbers in the number system of the world while we were following and walking on the 666, and we were looking for 666 and Bible phenomena 666. We didn't understand these cryptic coded numbers in the system of how things are designed and done. So when these things have been revealed to us in real time or 3D up front, it means their pattern or their secret pattern has been revealed and broken. Do you know if you reveal a secret code of any world order and you're not, and you haven't bowed to that order or came in covenant with that order, it breaks their rank. It breaks through to their rank. So what are you saying, Prophet Matthew? When you break through to a society or a world order, and you reveal to the world what they're doing and you haven't bowed to that worshipful master, or you haven't made a covenant with that bones and scale 322 protocol of the wise men of Zion, the Diak clan, other secret societies. If you haven't made a covenant with them or even ate that blood of blood sacrifice, and you reveal those things, we have breached their system. And those demonic spirits can't do anything because it's been revealed from another source outside of that secret society, which is eternity God. So even those Nephilim, when it's been revealed and they know it, they fear you. You know how people say, I want to be like Enoch to transcend or translate. They want to be like Enoch, and how the angels came to Enoch to transcend themselves. Even some books that even written of what's going on in the world. When you transcend that and you move above and beyond where they are at, because transcend, you got to understand what transcend means. To be able to move above and beyond, hippocampal, meaning moving above and beyond, it's a place with knowledge far supersedes geographical. So you see the big G that they have on that matrix, geography, geographic. And you reveal it, that's a feared place. You're feared because you're tapping into stuff that even they only knew, and even some of the stuff they didn't even know. So we're revealing of things in the from the universe to the earth realm to human life to sacrifice that no one knows. And guess what, Apostle Simmons and saints of God, we never bowed into that covenant. We never drank the blood. We never was part of that society. It ain't even in our DNA. So that means we breached a secret society code and world order. Now the fear has been exposed to the world, and they fear you. I told you, if the master of the assassin who trained the assassin how to kill you, the master who trained those assassins don't kill you, that master fears you. When demons recognize what you have, they fear you. How many people have you seen a spirit and then you look like you see the spirit and they take off and hide? You ever been like that? Have somebody ever been there and you walk in and you see a spirit and then all of a sudden you turn and look at the spirit, jump back and hide, and you be like, I know I saw something. But it was really a spirit, but it was hiding because it didn't want you to reveal. But your 3D eye, your dimensional eye, caught that real time. You ever see cameras that they show sometimes catch an event and they get caught on the camera and these are what, like one billion of a second? I'm just trying to help somebody out. You catch a spirit in one billion of a second. You instantly catch it. Nobody else see it, but you caught it. And you got it in real time. And nobody else got it because people think you're crazy or you get something in the spirit and you speak it and people say, nah, that ain't the truth. Don't fall for the okey-doke. They're living cognitive. You're in a supernatural place. So you ain't gotta ask flesh about what a spirit realm, what eternity gave you. Because what makes us feel bad is we allow people who are not at our level of the spiritual dimension, and we ask them, what do you think? And they say, oh, that ain't right. You tell somebody, you're a billionaire. They say, how you gonna be a billionaire? You ain't a billionaire. They don't even understand. See, you're sharing words, powerful dimensional words, to somebody that don't even understand alphabet. Y'all just missed that. Yeah, you just missed that. Somebody just missed that one. Did you get it? Did somebody get that one? Oh, somebody caught that one. You got to catch that one. That was too fast for somebody. That one came so fast, somebody missed it. But you have to really understand where you are at in the land so you will be able to know what we're dealing with spiritually and what's being revealed to the humanity before it happens. So Evangelist Wilkes, when you're revealing to humanity what only a society, a secret society knows, that's a troubling thing for them because you haven't made a covenant. That's why God told Elijah, get up out of that cave. You took out 850 prophets, Mother Sidney, at Mount Carmel, and all of them set up there eating on themselves, doing that blood sacrifice, cutting on themselves, sucking on their blood, because they couldn't call on their God. And then you called fire down and take out their God and go on a day's journey, because Queen Elizabeth, Jezebel will chase you. That's for free. I thought y'all would get the code of Queen Elizabeth. And you go on a day journey and get in the cave, and you ask God to kill you, and God said your requests have been denied. He denied your request. And you had all that power on you, and you run around scared. You then just took out the secret society, 850, Groves, prophet of Groves. Then you took out Jezebel, 400 prophets. That's 850, code 850. The coded system, 850. Y'all got to understand those codes, 400, 450. And 450, 400. I'm just trying to read dimensional numbers so y'all can understand what I'm trying to, so y'all can understand biblical wording system, how things are done. Then you end up in a cave, depressed and oppressed, and say, Lord, I'm ready to leave here. And the Lord tell you, he give you the code. There's 7,000 some number of them left on the earth. I mean, that have not bowed to Baal. Now listen to this. Now listen to this, people of God. 7,000 plus that didn't bow to Baal. So the 7,000 of those already understood the secret code. They didn't bow. The other billion and million did. So the 7,000 plus, like myself, who's among them, who did not bow to Baal, understood the secret code and revealing them to the earth realm, and they can't do anything about it? Come on now. I'm just trying to help somebody out, right? Y'all catching this? Y'all catching revelation now?
Amen.
They can't do anything about you. You have access to spiritual dimensions that they had to make a covenant on their children, their bloodline, their family, their blood sacrifice, that child sacrifice, and they didn't make it across there. The covenant is breached and broken. 322, secret number, study it. All of them, 9 high-ranking families of the world, all know it in 2022. How many world leaders that are like that ever resign like that? Italy? United Kingdom? Israel? Rising sun country of Asia? Japan? We in the farewell address? And those deities, now listen to this, those deities that rule those countries under the operation of ancient spirits of Nephilim, which fallen angels, realize and recognize there. Now, let me share something with you so you can understand that. If you study about Japan, Japan is known as the country of the rising sun. The sun rises in Japan. If you study Japan, it's called the rising sun. The sun in the earth, the universe, it rises up on Japan. So now think about this. The prime minister, former prime minister, is assassinated. All of these other premiers are resigning. So wouldn't it tell you the sun is rising up and all of these spirits have been assassinated? I'm just trying to give you a prophetic code. So it starts. So the rising sun, the sun has rise, but it's set because all of the plans of the enemy has been assassinated. He cannot go. And all of these deities who came together in 2019 in OG summit meeting under all these secret societies, they all knew from 2015-2010 that they had a window to do what they did to the melanated people, to those who understood what was going on from Europe. Because you got to understand how Germany, back in 1942, they had millions. Germany scientists, a lot of people came to America. All of these people. So, and all of these things are all being revealed. They had a certain period of time from 1970. Because you remember in the 60s, we were pushing integration. But what they did, they slipped at the back door with the feminine movement. You got to remember, Robert JFK already talked about that in one of his speeches about the secret society. He was getting ready to expose all of them, and then he was assassinated 11 days later. Yeah, I'm just trying to bring you out of history so y'all can understand what's going on in the world. And then Robert Lee, then Martin Lee, then Malcolm Lee, all of this in the 60s. So it was all of these codes because those were the generation of males who were going to be very pivotal to this time. So what they did is they pushed the feminine movement in the 60s, established it in the 70s. That's why you got a lot of the homes are out of order right now, and women running the homes, and you can see the male system of family. And you see how the order of the house is not in alignment. So now they understood if they can do this in the 70s in our community, because you remember the 50s and the 60s, we were all fighting. You know how the strong household were, the family unit, the black family unit. You remember in the 30s, they were coming out of this because they finally destroyed Rosewood, but they didn't destroy the mind of the people from Rosewood. They took all of the hidden information and data. Because when Wall Street collapsed, black Wall Street didn't. We were still succeeding. We had the lottery. We were doing so well. So they sent the infiltration in. You know, you're not going to say government bombed Tulsa. You know what I'm saying? All of this stuff. So what you're watching right now, and then I ain't trying to take it in from sisters. Don't get me wrong, women. But they plotted to make y'all overrule the man, and they destroyed the male figure, locked him up, and they planted all the drugs. Look at what happened. Noriega, they used him. Oliver North, they used him. Ronald Reagan, they used him. Richard Nixon, they used him. The opium with Johnson, used him. You follow what I'm saying? All of these things were happening. This is a pattern of the 70s. Under what? Roe versus Wade. Abort the mission of their community. Tear their community down. Destroy their community. Go in there. Mess up those communities in Philadelphia. Mess up those communities in Chicago. Mess up those communities in New York. And then they came back in 2019 and called them all hotspots. Go in there. Now we call them hotspots. So we designed all the hotspots. Center for Demon Control, I mean, Center for Disease Control, sorry about that. World Health Organization, I mean, World Health Organization, they all knew it. That's why Dr. Fauci can tell you 2 days ago after Biden leave, I'm resigning. Yeah, he's part of his farewell address, too. They all of them. You see all of those societies. Boris Johnson, look at his family background. The Italian president, look at his background. Family of the Israeli prime minister, look at his background. All of them, those are no secret family. They know this, them are the son. Them are the fourth generation of their sons. So they can't do anything. Look at Queen Elizabeth's Andrew. He was already explosive about his head and stuff. So he ain't got no power. Prince Charles, he ain't got no power. Those 2 weak sons. Look at Mother Elizabeth. She's in her farewell address, laying on the bed up there in Windsor Tower in Buckingham Palace. Look at Harry. He got a black wife and a mixed child. Look at the other brother. He can't do nothing. Look at his wife. So what am I trying to tell you? What am I trying to get you to see? Man, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm gonna go no further than that. I'm just trying to bring y'all up to speed so y'all can understand what's really going on. Just trying to get you to see. Down over there in the Vatican, in that big old basement down there. All them, everybody running around with them day guy hats on. Running around with them big old ancient hats on, fisherman hats on, coated hats on. But it is well. All right, I'm done, Mother Sydney. We thank God. Do anybody have any questions and comments for us before we leave? Because you're going to get more news coming up. You might get some more news today. They might try to change the narrative. You might get some more news today or tomorrow. Thank you, God. You might get some more information. Keep your notes, Mary Teasley. Thank you. You'll get some more news. Keep your notes, Restoration Membership. Keep your notes, Sister Toya, y'all keep your notes. Keep everything updated, information updated. It's all being revealed. It's all revealed to us. You will not miss it under the watchful eye of Prophet Lorraine Matthews. You will not miss it. You will be informed of every move that is made, and nothing will be held back or hidden from you. You follow me? We all have the codes. You will be receiving a letter and an email that we will pay you billions of dollars if you tell us all the rest of these codes that we don't know about. Because you ain't bow. So we need what you have. We need everything that you're telling us. We can't kill you. You revealing stuff. You revealing stuff to the world. You revealing stuff we don't even know about. We need you. We can't let you leave here. We need you. We got to listen to you on Blog Talk. We got to listen to you on Facebook. We need everything you have. But we just don't understand how, where it come from. We want to know your source. See, that's what it is. They want to know our source, and they're going to pay you. You follow me? They're going to pay you for the source. We want to know your source, because our source is secretly kept. Your source, outsourcing our source. That's a preach. Oh, that preach, Mother Sydney. Your source is outdoing my source. Oh, that's powerful. I'm prophesying. Yeah, this is the prophetic. Your source is outdoing my source. Ooh, wait. My God, I felt that in the spirit. Your source is outdoing my source. We need your source. That's powerful. All right, I know somebody just been open up. Something just hit somebody right now. I know that's somebody's belly. That hit somebody's belly right there. The church world only got that source.
Amen.
Your organization still got that source. That source. Your source has outdid my source. I need what you have. I'm going to pay you for your source. All I need is your source. Look what King Nebuchadnezzar told. Whoever can interpret a dream, I'll bless them. Look what Darius told Daniel. Look at what Saul told the world. Look at these kings. I'm gonna put the royal carpet out for you. Just reveal to me your sword. Give me your sword. Look at this stuff, man. Don't y'all understand what I'm trying to tell y'all? These people want our sword. They gonna look us. They're looking for us. We have to access
That's right.
to the world.
That's right.
That's where all of these other religious people that are on that. Y'all know. Let me tell you something. You know how Clubhouse came into existence? I broke the code to Clubhouse. Who wanna know the secret to Clubhouse? Who wanna know the code to Clubhouse? Who wanna know the
Amen.
Secret to Clubhouse?
Right here.
The code
I
to Clubhouse.
Know.
Anybody else wanna know the secret code to Clubhouse?
Yes.
I told you the millionaire had to be on Clubhouse over there. Let me tell you something. In 2019 and 2020, what did they tell the world to do in 2020? When the coronavirus, they told the church world to go in their houses, right? They told the world to go in their houses too, but the world went to the club. See, the church world, we went into the house. The world went into the club. So when all of this stuff was coming to an end, they just created a clubhouse. Y'all just missed it. Let me say it again. Here, so you got to say. See, the church world, we went into the house. The world, they went into the club.